the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 10. This is letter number 3036, Baruch Hashem, the 18th of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, it is pleasant to me to receive your letter, in which you write, in the end, you're finally writing to me of your good activities in your community to bring them closer for Torah and Mitzvahs. And this that you do, you say, oh, I do according to my small power. In other words, my poor abilities, basically. Not giving yourself enough credit and expressing yourself that you're doing according to your simple or little abilities. So the Rebbe says it's known that which is explained in the Svarim in general, and especially in the Sefarim of Chassidus, that each one of the Jewish people is an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who creates the world and leads the world to make this world for him blessed, a dwelling place, by disseminating Torah and Mitzvahs. That's what Hashem gives us, each and every one of us, a mission. And the Alter Rebbe, the author of the Tanya, which makes him a codifier in the esoteric part of Torah, and he is also the author of the Shulchan Aruch, which makes him a codifier in the revealed part of Torah, he writes that in here applies the ruling of the Holy Torah. Shluchei shel Adam kemoise. The Torah says a shaliach of a person gets to be just like the person. So if you're a shaliach of Hashem, you are a shaliach of the Adam ha'elyon, the supreme man, man meaning Hashem above, which is on the throne, as in the vision of Yeshaya and Ezekiel, Cheskel. If they saw the Al HaKisei Kaviyachol, the Rebbe says, look in the Kutat Torah and Parshas beginning of Yikra. And the Rebbe says, therefore, don't underestimate your strength, the power you have. You have given great powers. Halavai, I wish that you will utilize them fully. So then you will be able to change your surrounding little by little. But in the end of the day, with a greater measure, knowing that you have a tremendous power, it all depends on your wanting. If you wish to, if you want to do it, then you will be able to do a lot more than you think. And the Rebbe says, for sure, it is extra to encourage you on the absolute necessity in our generation to also learn the inner part of Torah that has been articulated in the teaching of Chassidus, because it's specifically with this, as it says in the Zohar, that they will go Bei Yifkun Bnei Yisrael Mi Bei Galusu Berachme. It is with the inner part of Torah that the Jewish people will exit, go out of the exile with compassion. And as the Reb Chaim Vital prolongs in his introduction, in the gate of introduction in the Alter Rebbe, in his holy letters in chapter 26 and in many areas. And just like all portions of Torah, this part of Torah is not far away. It is not distant. It's not somewhere away. Kikarev elecha adover me'oid b'ficha. Quoting the verse, it is very close to you, in your mouth, which means the actual learning. In your mouth means actual learning. And in your heart, bilvavcha, the pasuk says, which means it enters into the feeling of your heart. La soy soy, to do it, which means this adds additional energy in the day-to-day life until the practical matters. The Rebbe says, since you are a rabbi, and therefore, yeah, you're a Rabbi Yisrael, so you have the merit of the many that are hinging on you. Because through you, also the many will be encouraged to learn this and to conduct themselves as such. And the Rebbe says, as you requested, I will mention all those that you write about them on the Tzion, Holy Tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the title, during an auspicious time in Eis Rotzin. I look forward for good news and all the above. And the Rebbe here says, encourages him, and the Rebbe says that don't think that you can only do a little, you can do a lot, because you're an agent of Hashem. And if you're an agent of Hashem, you're like, you have the powers of Hashem, and you can change your environment. And the Rebbe says, in our day, generation, you must learn Chassidus. That's the way we go out of Golus. And that is something that you could do. It's not hard. And you will bring also others, because as a rabbi, they'll learn from you, they'll start learning it, and they'll start conducting like you. And the Rebbe blesses him, and he says he'll mention him on the Tzion, Holy Tzion, and the Rebbe says he looks forward to hearing good news and all the above.